Dr. Mamie Clayton was a pioneer in education and library science and one fine collector of black history. She died recently at the age of 83, but not before building one of the world's largest collections of black artifacts. She founded the Western States Black Research and Education Center in Los Angeles. Janae Darden has the story of Mamie Clayton and her institute.
When Mamie Clayton was growing up in Arkansas, her parents stressed to her the contributions of black Americans to society. So when Dr. Clayton became a librarian at the University of Southern California in 1952, she was upset to see that literature about African Americans was scarce and neglected.
Students would come in and ask for certain books and they weren't available to them, you know. And you couldn't locate the books, you know, in the library, they would be missing. So I started trying to buy a few books while I worked there.
She scoured the country for more treasures, at garage sales and bookstores, in basements and dumpsters. By the time of her death, Dr. Clayton amassed more than 5 million recordings, films, photos, books, and documents dating back to slavery. Museum consultant Robert Haynes.
I was absolutely amazed that she had collected all of this stuff. And now you have to keep in mind, now, the African American collecting in California has been very sparse.
Dr. Clayton's most prized discovery was a 1773 signed book of poetry by ex-slave Phyllis Wheatley, the first African-American published. But not everyone embraced Dr. Clayton's fascination with the past.
I've had people just say, why are you collecting all these old relics? Nobody's interested in all of this.
Even her three sons were a bit skeptical at first.
Yeah, that's what my son used to say. Oh, no, not another book. Here she comes, another book.
Today, her eldest son, Avery, is president of the collection. He says he and his brothers had a change of heart once they matured.
There really is something about that saying that as you get older, your parents get smarter.
But the priceless materials are stored in Dr. Clayton's tiny garage behind her South Los Angeles home.
I just wanted to put it in a place where all types of people can use the collection and benefit from it, because I think it's going to benefit the whole world.
In 2001, her son Avery quit teaching to raise awareness and funds for building a world-class center that will preserve the materials. At a time when major collections of black Americana have been destroyed, Avery says saving this collection is critical.
The collection is in danger and is threatened by fire and water and pests and mold. We lost three major collections during Hurricane Katrina. We lost the collections at Dillard, Tulane, and Xavier University. You know, for us to lose another major collection, you know, what does that say about us?
Congresswoman Diane Watson has a personal bond to the collection. Watson grew up in the Clayton's neighborhood and visited Dr. Clayton when she was a teen.
That garage could not have been any larger than 17 by 18. But it had collections in there that would cover this globe.
Dr. Clayton's dream of housing the collection began to bloom right before her death. A former courthouse in Culver City, California was designated the Mamie A. Clayton Library, Museum, and Cultural Center. It will open next year. Congresswoman Watson helped obtain the new location and $150,000 in federal money for the new center. She also plans to contribute a few pieces of her family history.
I have the trunk that my great-great-grandmother was sold off of into slavery. I have a doll that she made by hand, a black doll. She had a 400-year-old Bible, and it must have been a Gutenberg. So we are searching for that, but I want them located in this research center.
The Claytons still need to raise nearly $7 million, but the youngest son, Lloyd, says they're not daunted.
It's not a long haul. It's going to be a very exciting step to see all of this get created.
The brothers hosted a successful tour of the new facility last month. Dr. Clayton was too sick to attend. She died of cancer less than a day later. But some say her message to all cultures will live on.
Unless you know where you've been, you never will know where you're going. You know, you have to know where you're going to find out where you've been.
For NPR News, I'm Janae Darden in Los Angeles.
The Clayton brothers aim to move their mother's collection out of the garage before the end of this year.